What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle, and only Danielle today. So sad. Brooke is down for the count. Brooke and I were planning on recording together this week, and she woke up with a fever and not feeling so well. So praying for her and everything. But it's perfect timing because we were both talking, and I really wanted to do an episode all about becoming a spin instructor, how I became a spin instructor, answering all of your questions. And that's something that is better for me to do as a solo episode rather than with Brooke because she can't really comment on a lot of it. And we just thought, you know, the next time I should do this. So it's perfect timing because I really want to talk to you guys about becoming a spin instructor, the background behind it, how time consuming it is, what I do, all the things. So that is going to be this week's topic, and I'm so excited to share it with you guys. So a couple things I want to chat about before we get into the episode, the highlights and the lowlights and all those things. We are restocking the nude hoodies, you guys. I am so happy. A ton of you guys were asking for us to restock. We came out with the nude or tan or whatever you want to call it, Don't Text hoodies last week, and they sold out within like 2 days. It was insane. And this time we were restocking with a lot more of the larger sizes because we realized that a lot of you want more oversized hoodies. So we have restocked them. So they will be linked down below, shop.podcast1.com/gals. We have limited inventory as well for this one. But again, if it does well, maybe we'll do another restock. So get your hands on them now, though, because they are definitely a hot commodity. They're great. They're like a little bit of a lighter material. So it's like a great winter to spring transition piece. I love mine, you guys. I have it in an XL. It is so cute. I'm 5'3", so I'm pretty short. So I can wear it with like some shorts underneath and sneakers, and it's like such a vibe. It looks like a dress. I wouldn't wear it as a dress. Like, I still wore like little shorts just in case, like spandex under it, but it's definitely a vibe, and they're so cute, and I'm obsessed with them. I cannot stop wearing mine. So they have been restocked. We're so excited, and we still have the beanies for sale. They are gray and black beanies that say don't text. Such a vibe. I'm into beanies, as you guys know, and we have a ton of other things on the website as well. So there'll be a link in the show notes, but it is shop.podcast1.com/gals. And in last week's episode, we announced that we're doing a live show in Atlanta. I am so excited. I know Brooke is too. It is going to be Saturday, March 28th. We have an Eventbrite link in the show notes for you guys. As I'm recording this right now, and this is Monday, and this episode's going up on Wednesday, we have 10 tickets left. So get your hands on them now. I'm sorry if it's sold out by the time you get to it, but we will have a link. I am so freaking excited for this event, and if it goes well, we're going to do a ton more in other cities. So we are so excited. Basically, it's going to be a live podcast episode and then a meet and greet after. Tickets are $30, and it's going to be a blast and a half, and I'm so excited. And thank you guys so much for making our dreams come true. We have been wanting to do a Gals on the Go live show for so long. Gals on the Go tour hopefully is what it will turn into. So thank you guys for making this show almost sell out already, which is crazy, and it's still in like another month. Lastly, I wanted to briefly address something that I have been wanting to talk about, but I was waiting to address it in a podcast episode. I understand that a comment I made in last week's podcast upset many of you, and that was not my intention at all. I seriously love you guys so much, and anything that I ever say is never meant to hear absolutely anyone. And I hear you guys, I hear your concerns, and you know, in the future, I will make sure that this is not an issue again. And I truly have learned from my mistakes, and I understand that what I said was totally not okay. And I thank you guys so much for sticking with me, supporting me, and I just love you guys so much. And seriously. So I just wanted to address that. It's not me overlooking anything or Brooke overlooking anything. I just wanted to make sure you guys heard me and know my heart. And I just seriously care about each and every one of you so much. And I would never want to make any sort of comment offensive in any sort of way. It was not my intention at all. So that's that. I just wanted to address that. But without further ado, let's get on to highlights and lowlights.
Highlights and lowlights.
All right, you guys, I'm going to start with a low light, and this isn't necessarily a low light for me. I mean, it kind of is, but it's just like a low light overall. This coronavirus, man, I'm sick of hearing about it. It's so sad. And basically, this coming Saturday, I am headed on a cruise with like 30 of my really, really good friends, a ton of people from UGA actually going on this cruise, and everyone's just freaking out. I've had a couple friends decide that they don't want to go on the cruise because they're scared of the coronavirus. They're not necessarily scared that they're going to get the coronavirus. They're scared we're going to literally be like quarantined on the ship or that we won't be able to get off at the ports. And it's just like making me sad because I've been so excited about spring break for so long. It's midterms right now. I'm crazy stressed and all I want to do is just lay on the boat and, you know, have a glass of wine and enjoy the pool and get off of the stops and just have a good spring break. And it just sucks that everyone's so stressed about it. Like, literally, I feel like I can't go an hour without hearing the word coronavirus, whether it's on TV or on social media. And I'm not trying to, you know, be negative about it at all. It's so sad. And I'm so sorry for the people that are affected by it. It's just so sad that this is all going on right now. And it's just kind of bummy because all my friends are stressed about it, including myself. And, yeah, so I'm definitely praying for all that are affected. If any of you know anyone that's affected, I'm seriously so sorry. I have many good friends that were studying abroad in Italy and they had to come home due to the coronavirus. And I feel so bad for them because they were supposed to be away for a whole semester. Now they have to finish their classes here in the US when they were planning on, you know, taking these classes in Italy, etc. So I'm seriously just thinking about everybody, and every night I go to bed and I thank God so much for my health. I literally today took elderberry gummies. I sucked on a coldies. I'm drinking a green juice right now. I'm just trying to stay healthy. PSA, I just want you guys to keep washing your hands. They say that when you're washing your hands to sing happy birthday. So, I mean, I wouldn't sing it out loud. People will probably think you're weird. But when you're just like standing there in front of the mirror, just sing happy birthday in your head. Then your hands should be good to go. My dad's been telling me this. I'll remind you guys, try not to touch your face, your mouth, your lips, anything like that. Because I definitely have a bad habit of doing that, just like touching my face, putting my fingers in my eyes. Like, it's just stupid. And right now we definitely need to be super conscious. But I have a feeling we're all going to be okay. If you have a strong immune system, I believe all is well. I am no doctor by any means, but just a friendly reminder to stay clean, stay healthy, be aware of your surroundings. But I'm so excited for the next few weeks. I know it's my spring break this coming week. I know a lot of y'all's spring breaks are coming up soon and we're going to have so much fun and we need to enjoy it. So yeah, that was like my low light slash PSA, I guess. All right, now to turn on a positive note, my highlight would have to be two things. So as I'm filming this or recording this, it's Monday, March 2nd, which is my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, mama. And it's also Ryan and I's 1 year anniversary, which is so crazy to think about. It feels like just yesterday I had just met him and I started, you know, freaking out and be like, oh my God, oh my God. And then I finally told you guys about him. And it's just like, it feels like just yesterday. I can't believe it's already been a year of me dating him. So tonight he has dinner and stuff planned, I believe. So I'm really, really excited. But yeah, that was just, it's just like a really cool milestone. And I'm so thankful for him and everything like that. And my other highlight is my family was here this past weekend. We had my sorority's parents' weekend. We do one in the fall and one in the spring. The spring one's really fun because the fall one's really based around like the football games, which obviously you guys know I love. But the spring one, we do like a semi-formal event and it was like Mardi Gras themed. And it was crazy fun. So my brother ended up coming. He's a freshman at Furman. And then my aunt flew in from Long Island, New York. Sorry, I always try to do the accent. I just wish I had a Long Island accent. I love it. Love you, Brooke. She had never been to Athens before. And she's literally like, I'm basically her daughter. She doesn't have any of her kids of her own. And I really wanted her to come for parents weekend because my mom wasn't able to come. And then my dad came. My dad and my aunt are sisters. So it was so much fun to have them all here. And my aunt got to meet Ryan. So that was really cool. And we had lots of fun dinners and we had the semi event and then we hung out with like Delaney's family and a ton of my other friends' parents. It's just really fun. If you guys are in a sorority or anything and you guys have parents' weekends, I know some universities have parents' weekends, not just sororities. And it's just so much fun to like have your family in town and like show them why you love your school so much. And oh my God, the biggest highlight of them all was my aunt, my brother, and my dad took my spin class this Saturday. I don't usually teach on the weekends, but I asked to teach a Saturday morning class so that my fam could take it while we were in town. So my dad and my aunt sat in the back row because they don't really spin. My dad works out frequently. My aunt doesn't a lot, but either way, like, if you guys have taken a rhythmic spin class, kind of like the one I teach, it's very intense. It's not just like sitting on the bike and pedaling. So I was like worried, and my dad was like, can I just watch from outside? Is there a window? And sadly, it's not. It's like totally like a dark room. So I was like, you guys just need to come in the class, take the class. You got to put the shoes on, sit on the bike. But I told them just sit there and pedal, you know, do whatever you feel comfortable with. So that's what they did. Freddie, on the other hand, he's so fit right now. He's like training. He's currently a walk-on for the soccer team at Furman, which is huge. And he sat front and center, and you guys, he killed it. At first, he had trouble getting kind of like on beat with it, you know, because we do like crunches and pushes and everything while riding the bike and staying on beat. And he killed it. He like adjusted. He told me at the end, he was so sweaty at the end. He was like, wow, that was a lot harder than I thought. And it was just so awesome to finally be like, and like, I kicked your booty, because he just is like, okay, have fun at spin, you know? Like, I feel like guys sometimes look at spin class like, oh, all the girls just go because it's easy. And it is not. It is intense. It kicks your butt, and I'm just so happy I got to have him in there. And I think he gained a lot more respect for me and spin, and it was so awesome. He was like, dang, I wish I could do that every week with you. Like, it was just, it was really cool and really sweet, and it was just so cool to have my family in there. And they got to meet everybody, and the CEO and founder of Pure Velo was in town, Kristen. She's so awesome. Shout out to her. And she was there this weekend, and she took my class. So it was just really cool to have all of them in there and taking my class. Like, it's just, it was just such a crazy thing. And I still can't believe my life and how I get to teach spin. And it's just crazy. So that was my highlight for this past week, I'd say. I mean, it was just a really great weekend. And yeah. All right, now time for a thing I am loving right now.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
So I am currently using my favorite item of the week. It is my doTERRA essential oil diffuser. I absolutely love it. I recently started using it again, because I'm obviously always burning candles, and sometimes I forget to use my essential oil diffuser, mainly because I get lazy to go put water in it, and I'm just literally that lazy. But I've been trying to be better about it, because like I said, this weekend my family was in town, and I had just like a lot of visitors, and my brother stayed with me, and my dad and my aunt had a hotel, but my brother stayed with me. And I don't know, there's like people everywhere, and my room just gets messy. I don't really know. I like to like kind of clear the energy. I know you can do that with like incense. Obviously, I like to burn incense sometimes, but I kind of just have been pulling out my diffuser more to just kind of like cleanse the energy in my room. I know that sounds really woo-woo, but it's true. And I've been using my eucalyptus essential oil, and it just smells so good. It's so calming. It hits differently than a candle. Obviously, candles are awesome, but having this essential oil kind of diffused throughout my room, I feel like it really cleanses the space, and it just makes me feel really good. So that's been my favorite for sure. All right, so we are going to get on into the main topic of this episode. Basically, I'm going to give you guys a little rundown on my experience becoming a spin instructor, kind of like how it all began, even though I've talked about it a little bit, and then we're going to go into questions I posted on @galsonthego podcast Instagram for you guys to ask me questions about it, because I want to make sure I'm answering questions. I don't want to like be talking about random stuff that you guys don't care about. All right, so let's begin. I started taking spin class in high school, not often, just like whenever my friends were going, whatever it may be. And then senior year of high school, I got pretty into it. And then I came to be a freshman here at the University of Georgia in Athens. And there wasn't really any spin studio that I really enjoyed. We had like local gyms here that had spin classes, but it wasn't the same as like rhythmic spin that I really know and love. Basically, rhythmic spin is you're on a stationary bike in a room, usually 30 to 50 bikes depending on the studio. And most studios do it where like the lights are off, maybe there's some candles on or strobe lights, whatever it may be. Some studios have mirrors, some don't. The one I work at does not have mirrors. And it's supposed to be a very personal experience. You have an instructor in front of you, and they're instructing. You're doing choreo. You're getting up out of the saddle, out of the bike. You're going really fast. Sometimes you're doing heavy hills, or you're doing what I like to call choreo, which could be, you know, a wide press on the bike, or you're doing crunches to engage your core. We do arms a lot of the times. We're using weights. So it's very a total body workout, which I think sometimes people don't always think, and they're like, oh, spin is just cardio, which it totally is cardio, and it's definitely an emphasis on your legs. But I have not seen any better results than I have done spin. I have done Orange Theory. I felt like I just got more bulkier. I didn't like it. I had a personal trainer for a while. I didn't really see much difference there. I would go to the gym and take myself to the gym, and I just wasn't motivated. I tried bar. I tried everything, and spin has just stuck with me. It is what I love. It is what I've seen results in. It's what you guys have seen results in it. Ever since I've been consistently spinning, you guys have said that I just, like, look so much better, and I'm glowing and whatever, and it's just so sweet when you guys say that, but it is awesome. I love it, and obviously it's not for everybody, but it is my personal favorite. A lot of you guys ask me if I do other workouts. As of right now, I only do spin. If that makes you guys feel better or worse, I'm not sure. I guess it gives you hope. However, it's also, I should be doing other workouts. That's what I'm saying. Most of the other spin instructors, they all either go to yoga or they do bar or something. And it's definitely really good to do. I'm just so busy. And I love just like booking a spin class, going for 45 minutes and knowing I got a great workout for the day. If you were to ask me my opinion, I think you can get a great workout by just doing spin. Other people might say differently. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a professional by any means. However, I have seen results by me only doing spin. So take that for what you will, but I love it so much. And I work at Pure Velo Athens. Pure Velo is a chain. There are 4 studios as of now. The first one was in Charlottesville, Virginia, where University of Virginia is. I actually went to that studio last year around this time when I visited my best friend, Caitlin. I took a class there where the CEO and founder, Kristen, taught the class alongside Maxine, who is now the head studio manager here in Athens. So I got to meet them prior to them coming to Athens, which was really freaking cool. And I took their class. So the first studio opened in Charlottesville, Virginia. And then the second one, I want to say, was in Chapel Hill. And then the third was in Auburn. Then the fourth was here in Athens. So I could have gotten that order wrong. I don't think so, though. Anyways, Athens has just been the best thing that has ever happened to me because I didn't have a spin studio nearby. The closest one was like an hour away that I really, really wanted to go to. So I just wasn't getting a good workout in. And ever since Pure Velo has come here, I have just felt so much better about myself. I love spin. It's an amazing community. The studio is awesome. And I love it because they do your first class free, which is absolutely incredible. Because if you don't know if you like spin, like, why would you want to spend money on it? So they give you your first class free. They have so many different membership options, and I'm just so here for it. Some might say spin is a little bit pricier. However, I believe that you're investing in your health and your well-being and really just a mental. It's all about mental, and I just feel so darn good after I leave a spin class. And it's very similar pricing to a lot of other places like Orange Theory, stuff like that. So it is definitely my favorite choice of workout. And basically, I started going there from day one. I went to the very, very, very first class at Pure Velo Athens ever. I was so honored. Me and Delaney went together. And yeah, I was going there consistently for a couple months, and I think it was like in October or November, Maxine approached me and was like, hey, I know you literally have negative time, but if you have any sort of interest in becoming an instructor, I think you should totally try out and go through the training process, all that stuff. Because I guess she saw potential in me. She's like, you have the rhythm, you have the spunk for it, you have the fitness capabilities for it, you know, you should totally try out. She wasn't guaranteeing me a spot. She was just like, you should try out. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I literally have no time. Like, I have a YouTube, podcast, student, sorority, social life, you know, mental health, everything. And I thought about it for a little bit and I was like, wait, this would be so cool to be a spin instructor. And so, yeah, I tried out. I was then invited to train for a weekend in November, and then I became an instructor, and the rest was history. I started teaching this past January. I teach every Wednesdays. Sometimes I teach more. I'll teach on like a Sunday or a Saturday, or like fill in for someone. But as of right now, I am so busy and I don't want to take on more than I can handle. And I want my classes to be very special and very enjoyable for people. So I only teach once a week as of now. I know a lot of you guys have tried it to get into my classes. They literally get so full as soon as they open up, which I'm so thankful for. It's so crazy. But yeah, it's so cool. So hopefully one day I'll be able to teach more than once a week. But for now, that's where we're at. And I love it so much. I love walking into that room, hyping people up. I'm a big motivational speaker when I walk in there for some reason. And it's just so much fun. I love just to like make the playlist every week and play the music I really, really want to hear. I'm a big rap gal, trap gal, all the things. And it's just so much fun. So I'm so beyond thankful for this opportunity. I love it so much. I have had such great experiences. And it's just so crazy, like, after a class, people coming up to me saying, like this girl came up to me and she was like, I've been in a funk for weeks, and just hearing the things you said in that room and you pushing me to be my best self in that room, like, you seriously got me out of my funk just now in those 45 minutes. And I was like, that's crazy. Like, that makes me so happy. And just, I never in a million years would I have thought that I'd be a fitness instructor, let alone a spin instructor. So it is crazy what you can put your mind to. And I'm just, again, so thankful for the opportunity. So I think I kind of covered the bases on kind of the background behind it all. So now I'm going to head over to the Instagram and answer y'all's questions. All right. So the first question I'm going to answer is, how has spinning changed your body? So I should probably do like a before and after. Like, I never took a reel before because I didn't know there would be an after. Like, I have always gone into spin with I go because I really enjoy it. I love getting a good sweat session. It's more mental for me. And then I've seen positive physical results from it. However, I wasn't going in for that. And I think that's always something to remember when you're doing a workout class or you're going to try and be more fit. I think it's better to go into the mentality if you want to feel better. Because then it's just more enjoyable. Anyways, I think the biggest changes I've seen in my body, I mean, you can literally go on my Instagram and like see the difference between like last year and this year now. My arms have toned up so much. I've kind of always had like smaller arms, but I've noticed so much toning in them, but not like too muscular, if that makes sense, like the perfect tone. My legs have toned up a lot more. I've always kind of had bigger thighs and a bigger bum, but they've definitely tightened up and I felt more confident. I have oblique muscles now. It's crazy. I don't have abs exactly, like visual abs, but I've noticed a lot more toning in my abdomen area and especially in my oblique, so like on the side muscles, I'd say. So those would be the biggest differences I've seen, and just overall I feel like I'm way more in shape cardio wise. So yeah, someone asks, how time consuming is it? I would say it depends on obviously how many classes you're teaching. So for me, I teach once a week and I try to make all new playlists each week just because I'm only teaching once. So I have time to find more songs and everything. I probably dedicate, so a class is obviously 45 minutes. I get there 30 minutes early. I stay 30 minutes after. So that's like about 2 hours on the day of my class. And then I'll probably spend an hour and a half. I'll probably spend like an hour that day before my class. That's 3 hours, like prepping and everything, like kind of practicing what I'm going to say, kind of counting in the beat drops and everything. So that's 3 hours on the day of. And then I'll probably spend an hour to 2 hours sometime during that week, coming up with the playlist and the choreo for it. So definitely about like 5 hours a week. And then you also have desk shifts there. And we have like team meetings and everything like that. It's like a normal, you know, work environment. I probably spend 5 to 7 hours each week, depending on, and that's not including the classes I'm taking, because I don't only teach, I go to more classes than I teach, honestly. So it's like kind of time consuming, but it's something I really enjoy doing. I love finding new music. I love coming up with choreo. So I love it so much. Would you ever start your own studio one day? A lot of people ask me this. I probably would not. I really love working for Velo. I could see myself working with them in the long run because I love what the company's all about, and I really enjoy the classes as is. And yeah, I honestly just don't have time for that. But I think it's so cool that some of my friends have started their own spin studios, and I respect them so hard for it. I'm just so happy where I am right now. Do you ever lose motivation and not want to teach? I never lose motivation and I'm like, oh, I have to teach. But I definitely get nervous. Like this week, I have so much going on school-wise. And I'm like, oh, and I also have to come up with a spin playlist and make sure I have a good class. But then as soon as I walk in that room on Wednesday night, all the stresses are gone. And it's I'm reminded every week why I do this and why I love it so much. And it's just such a great, like, midweek boost that I need. And so I never am like, oh, I hate this, but there's definitely times where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I feel pressured to make it so perfect and so awesome because people are literally paying to take my class. Drop-in class is $20. Most people have like unlimited memberships. But still, it's something I think about, or when, you know, there's people that drive like hours to come to my class, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I have to make this so good. So it's more of like I feel pressure sometimes, but I always love it and I always want to do it. Tips for getting better at sprints. I love this question. So a lot of people learn that after like a couple spin classes, they notice that when you get up out of the saddle for a sprint in a song, it's not just like you go as fast as you can, at least with rhythmic spin. With rhythmic spin, you're going to the beat of a song. So you're kind of trying to hit that 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. And you'll notice that in any spin studio you go to, everyone kind of has this kind of like, I describe it as like a gallop kind of look, if that makes sense. And the best tip that I've been able to give to my friends, and they were like, Delaney finally got it down, my friend Dawson finally got it down, is you kind of keep your upper half of your body still and you're completely using your legs and you're just kind of like letting go, and you're usually leading with one leg. So you're leading with one leg, you're following that beat, and your upper body is still. That's like the best tip I can give, and just like let yourself go and listen to that beat and let your body take control. Freddie was honestly able to get it like halfway through the class. I was so impressed. He explained it well. He was like, yeah, I just had to kind of keep my upper body still, and it really does help. But honestly, it took me months to get the sprint down because I wasn't going to spin consistently anyways. And I remember that first class that I got that sprint down, I felt like a badass. I was so excited. How did you know you were physically fit enough to lead a class? Honestly, I didn't know. I really had no idea. Like when Maxine came up to me, I was so honored, but I still had self-doubt. Like, oh my gosh, like what if I get out of breath? Because sometimes I have shortness of breath. And then I talked to her, and it's like, when you're a spin instructor, like you're talking and spinning at the same time. Like you just, I mean, some are crazy and literally stay on the bike the whole time, and I'm so impressed, but it's very normal as a spin instructor to get off the bike and walk around the room. It's actually one of my favorite things to do, not because it gives me a break, but because it gives me more energy to hype up the class. And I love walking around the room and kind of dancing around. That's kind of my style. Some instructors prefer to stay on the bike and kind of keep everyone on pace, but I love to just run around the room and go ham. So, I was nervous at first. I didn't know if I was physically fit, but just Maxine enough telling me that she thought I had the potential felt so good. I mean, she's like a spin pro, and I trusted her opinion so much. And then I just kept practicing. I did many like mock classes. And then after my first few classes of actually teaching, I was like, okay, like I got this. So, but no, I was definitely nervous. I had no idea. I really, again, just didn't think I'd ever do something like this. So it was pretty hype. How hard is it to make a new playlist every week? It's not too hard. So basically I have kind of everything categorized on my Spotify of songs that would be good for sprint, songs that would be good for heavy hills, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of just pick and choose from each one. I make sure everything's obviously for a 45 minute class, and I try to like have the class flow really well, so I know that the songs all kind of go together. And yeah, I mean, sometimes it's hard because there's like, sometimes there's a song I used maybe three classes ago, but I really want to use it again because it's so good and I know the moves I want to do with it. So that's sometimes hard because I overthink everything and I'm like, oh, people are going to remember this song. But at the end of the day, people aren't going to remember songs that I did 3 weeks ago when they're also taking other classes too. Where do you find your music? I found most of my music on SoundCloud. I'm a big SoundCloud gal. I definitely had an upper hand going into spin instructing because some of the other spin instructors really only use Spotify or Apple Music, and it's really hard to find music to spin to on Spotify and Apple Music. SoundCloud is like where it's at because there's so many remixes from your favorite songs. So for me, it's been pretty easy because I already had literally hundreds of songs, you know, in my liked folder of just songs I loved that I've been able to pull and use for spin that had like good beats and everything. A lot of times, like, if I ever hear a song I think is great, I'll just add it to a playlist because I'm just like, I don't want to forget about it. Or if like, let's say like Yummy by Justin Bieber. I love that song right now, but you can't really spin to it. So I looked up, you know, Yummy Justin Bieber trap remix. So I'll do that a lot. I'll like look up one of my favorite songs, like remix edition. And that's very, very helpful. What are your favorite exercises to do on the bike? So I assume you mean like movements. I love a good wide press. It is my absolute favorite. When I post little Instagram story videos of me practicing in the studio, it's always me flipping my ponytail doing a wide press. So basically you're literally just doing like a push-up on the bike, and it's just so hype into a good beat drop. Like, oh my gosh, it gets me. What did you want to incorporate in your classes that would set you apart from other instructors? Kind of touched on this earlier, but I wanted to make my classes hype. I wanted people to come in and feel like they're in a party for 45 minutes. Mine are on Wednesday nights, so I can do that. It's not like I have like Wednesday 6 a.m. I just want people to have fun. I want people to forget about their life outside of the room for 45 minutes. I just want them to enjoy themselves. I know I have a very aggressive music taste. I don't really do a lot of like girly pop music. I really like a good rap, trap, like intense, because that's what I like to work out to. And there's like one or two other instructors at Previlla that kind of like that. We all kind of have our own music taste and we all talk about it all the time. It's not something that they don't know. And it's so fun because like I'll be like, oh, I'm in the mood for like this kind of vibe of music. So I'll go to like that instructor's class. How do you remember the choreo that you make, since every class has a new playlist? So a lot of times what I'll do is I'll write the choreo down on my sticky notes on my computer and just have it next to it, and I'll look every few songs. A lot of times I remember, or it becomes muscle memory, but I do have it on my computer. How was your very first spin class? Did you want to pass out? I don't remember wanting to pass out, but I remember my first spin class was at like a local gym, and I remember the next day my butt hurt so bad, and I was talking to the instructor like a couple days later because I saw her at the gym. I was like, hey, like, do I need to get like butt pads or something? Like, I really enjoyed that class, but I cannot bear that if my butt keeps hurting. But it's just like a very normal thing. You'll find that after the first class, your butt hurts, your legs might hurt. But after you go a couple times, your body gets used to it. It becomes like muscle memory. I know this sounds weird, but every person I take to spin with me for the first time, they'll text me the next day saying their butt hurts. It just like happens. But I remember definitely being out of breath for sure. But I remember really, really loving it. After you graduate, would you still be an instructor? So this is something a lot of people have asked me. I would still love to be an instructor. So as of now, I'm teaching at Previlla Athens. I hope that there's going to be more Previlla locations in the future. We don't know, but I would seriously love to keep working with Previlla and still be an instructor. I know I won't be living in Athens the rest of my life. I think it'd be really fun to guest teach at other Previlla studios and everything like that. But yeah, I don't see myself just stopping instructing when I graduate. I see myself doing this for a long time, whatever that may be. Updates to come on that. Did you ever feel intimidated? Yes, all the time. I used to never sit in the front row. Like when I first started spinning in like high school, and when I'd go to spin when I was like home from college or whatever, I started to work my way up to the front row, and now I'm like super confident in it, obviously, and I love it so much. But I definitely felt intimidated. But I think something you have to remind yourself of is most of these spin classes, the room is dark, maybe very minimum light, and everyone's in there for themselves. And if anything, other people around you should motivate you to do even better. How many spin classes do you take a week? So obviously I teach once a week on Wednesdays. So I'll usually take a class on Monday, sometimes Tuesday, and then Thursday and Sunday. So 4 to 5 times a week. What's harder, spin or creating the playlist? Honestly, creating the playlist, because that takes a lot longer. Is it scarier to perform in front of friends or staff members? I'd say it's scarier to perform in front of staff members, because like if I do spin in front of my friends, like they don't know if I messed up, they don't know what's up, whereas like my coworkers kind of know when there's a beat drop or know if I mess something up. So it's definitely more scary to do it in front of like coworkers, but it's also fun because they like totally get where you're coming from and they're like, yes, go off, sis. What is your pre-spin class routine? So my spin classes are always on Wednesday night. My class ends at 1:10 on Wednesday. So I literally come back and I'll have lunch, and then I sit and listen to the music for so long with my headphones on and just really try to zone in. It's like I'm like pregame, like a pregame hype, like football players before like a football game is literally me before my spin class. And then when I get to the studio, I like go in the back room. I get all mic'd up. I take like 4 big inhales, big exhales, and I like really just center myself. It's like so funny. I get so dramatic. What do you do about your hair after spin? Do you wash it after every class? I do not wash it after every class because I get my hair colored, one, and I really don't like to wash my hair too much. So I usually wear a hat when I instruct, because it kind of helps keep the mic in, and I think it's just like a cool look for instructors. And the hat kind of helps me not sweat as much. I notice if I don't wear a hat, I like sweat so much. Or if I like don't want my hair, like a lot of times I'll plan on sweating, and like after certain, I don't know what it is, but before certain classes, I know if I'm going to sweat more or if my hair is going to get ruined, or I kind of go in with a mentality of like, I'll just let my hair do whatever it wants. Or on days where I want to keep my hair, basically if I don't want to sweat, or I don't want my hair to get ruined, I'll keep my hair in its part. So if it's in a side part, I'll keep my hair in the part and put it up in like a mid pony instead of doing like a high pony. If I do the high pony all the way up, that just gets sweaty. It's messy. It's everywhere. And I know I have to wash my hair. Whereas if I keep it in the part, if that makes sense, like a prettier ponytail when I spin and kind of lower, I feel like my hair turns out better. I don't really know. And then the hat also helps. And then lots of dry shampoo, and I'll use a blow dryer a lot because I used to be like, oh, that's so gross, like it's sweat. But sometimes it's just you need to use a blow dryer and just let it deal with it because your hair should not be washed every night. Like it shouldn't be. And yeah, and like, let's say, because a lot of times if I'm going to spin like 2 days in a row, like I don't need to be washing my hair 2 nights in a row. So like, let's say tonight I go to spin, I don't wash my hair and my hair is like a little greasy, a little weird looking tomorrow, I'll just wear a hat. And then that tomorrow night I'm going to another spin class, I'll wash my hair after that, if that makes sense. What are your favorite leggings to wear? I love the Purvello leggings that we just came out with. There's like a Purvello line. Obviously, you guys can get that right now. But I also love the Lululemon Wonder Unders. Those are like my favorite as well. What are your favorite songs to spin to? One of my favorite ones is the Blase Louis the Child remix. It is so freaking incredible. F the Club Up by Horch is like one of my all-time go-tos. Like it literally hypes me up so much. And anything Drake, honestly. Can you be a spin instructor at anywhere? No. I'm specifically trained and certified at Purvello. I'm not certified for any other studio. Have you ever ridden podium before instructing? I remember on my 21st birthday at Purvello, they had me get on the podium and ride for one song. And I think that was it. So that was my only time riding on the podium. What was the thing you were most scared about? The thing I'm always scared about is that I'm going to mess up or my computer's going to die or something to do with the music. Something to do with the music is going to like mess up or I'm going to just mess up. And that's just my biggest fear. It's like, it's literally like, I feel like I'm back in theater and I'm like scared I'm going to mess up my lines. It's so funny. So yeah, that is everything that I wanted to answer. My throat's honestly starting to get really dry. Solo episodes are really hard to do, y'all. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you got a lot of information about it. Again, I'm so thankful. If you guys ever have any questions about spin, feel free to DM me, follow Purvello Athens on Instagram or Purvello Cycle to kind of keep up with us and what I'm up to. I'm so thankful for this opportunity again. And I love you guys, and I'm so thankful for all of y'all's support. Pray for Brooke. I hope she gets better, and I will talk to you guys very soon in another episode. Bye-bye.